Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by your checkoff dollar.
You need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And going with one of the 8 commission firms at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The 8 commission firms make up the livestock exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And when you sell cattle in Oklahoma City, you can go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots in Stockyard City. The Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, the hog contract should open moderately lower this morning, pressured by follow-through selling and technical bearishness. The cattle complex seems geared to open lower as well, checked by profit-taking and uncertain cash potential. Well, cattle buyers could start to kick a few tires today, but unless the board breaks hard again, we assume feedlot managers will continue to price show lists a good deal higher through tomorrow and Friday. For example, some cattle in the South have been priced around $110. Look for the cash hog market to open with steady to a dollar lower bids today. As the deadly cliff of October lean futures looks more and more frightening, finishing floor managers are motivated to sell live inventory as fast as possible. Such large front-end offerings could keep the country market on the defensive for the foreseeable future. The hog future is likely to remain on the defensive today, pressed by spillover selling and technical worries. The soybeans closed at a 2-week low yesterday as the market continued to retreat after USDA on Monday raised its harvest forecast about 3.5% to 4.2 billion bushels. Corn futures finished lower for a second day as the fall harvest was starting. USDA made a smaller than expected reduction on Monday in its harvest estimate, which is now at 15.1 billion bushels. The wheat markets followed corn and soybeans lower. USDA on Monday left U.S. wheat production and demand numbers unchanged, but raised world wheat production. Now, wheat markets closed lower in sympathy with corn and soybeans. USDA did increase the world wheat production and ending stocks in Monday's report. Global production is expected at 744.9 million metric tons versus last year's 734.8 million and ending stocks at 249 million versus the previous year's 241 million. USDA on Monday raised its harvest forecast for Australia, Brazil, and Canada, along with Kazakhstan, but knocked more than 2 million tons off Europe to put it at 145.2 million. We'll check all your futures in just a moment. It's the Pollard Farms 19th Annual Female Production Sale at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. It's Saturday, September 17th at noon. Pollard Farms will be offering 122 registered Angus lots, including donor dams, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, spring pairs, bred heifers, and more. Every female being sold has genomically enhanced EPD information, so you can know with confidence what genetics you're buying. For more information and to view the sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464. Well, now on our live cattle futures, October down 102 at 104.67 yesterday, December down 90 cents at 105.82, September feeder cattle down 155 at 133.37, October down 175 at 130.55, October hogs down 267 at 156.75, December was down 247 yesterday at 50.55. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 8 cents yesterday, 415 and 3 quarters. March was down 7 and 3 quarters at 431 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, December down 8.25 at 401. March was down 8.25 at 421 and 3 quarters. Now, December corn, down 9.5 cents at 330. The March was down 9.25 cents yesterday, 340 and 3 quarters. November soybeans down 20.25 cents at 944. January down 19 and 3 quarters at 949. October cotton up 33, 67.53. December up 8, 66.98. October crude oil up 2, 44.92. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.